Okay, we're up to Mishnah Yud Gimel. Mishnah Yud Gimel Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Gimel Kol B'Shabayam Tar Chutz Mikelav Hamayim. Everything in the Yam is Tar. Every creature that swims around the Yam is Tar, except for the Kelav Hamayim. B'nei Shu Vorech B'Shu Vorech Layabosh, because it flees to the dry land. Divrei Rabbi Akiva Period. Let's see over here the Rav. The Rav Mishnah Yud Gimel Kol Shabayam Tar Kol B'Yosh Shabayam Imasa Me'oiron Kelim. If you make from their hide utensils, ain mekablam tuma, tichsev oy veged oy or oy sock, ma beged min hagodlu min haamaretz. A garment comes from wool and linen. Wool and linen have in common that they are products of the earth. Are you with me here?
Yeah.
Of the earth. Af or min hagodlu min haamaretz. So too, any leather, just like beged, a garment by definition, is something which comes from the earth. So too, the or has to come from something that comes from the earth, not from a creature that comes from the water. Chutz mekel v'mayim, kel v'mayim, or lefi shakol shabur yoyitz shabayam ein echa mihem bodech leibosha kishabayim letzud lo tzudasam. When you come to traps and they don't escape, avul kel v'hayam, mayam, bulvad, except for the kel v'hayam. Hill differ havi b'chol aros ha'yibosha. It's part of the creatures from the Yibosha V'yim, also Kli Me'oroi, Me'kabal Tumma, V'aloch Rabbi Akiva. Because that's the Yisrael. The Yisrael is that a Kelev Hamayim. Kelev Hamayim is Borech Min Hayam Le'yibosha, Me'il that is that of a Beged, and it's Me'kabal Tumma. Okay? Next, Ha'isa Kelev Min Hagadol Bayam. Let's say make a kelim back to the Mishnah. You make a utensil in the min hagodel bayam, for chiber lohem min hagodel baritz, and you attach to it something that grows from the aritz. Afilu chut, afilu mshichot, davashu mikabotum otame. Let's see over here the Rav. Afilu chut, afilu mshichot, vat sheyichaberenu lo b'derech. Sheim hoyu shnei min hagodel. Wait. One more time, the words of the Mishnah. Ha'isa kelim min hagodel bayom. Okay, so you make a utensil from something that grows from the sea, which is tar. V'chiber lohem min hagodel baretz. Afilu chut, afilu mashicha, even a cord. Davashu mekabotum otamei. Rav, afilu chut, afilu mashicha, v'vad sheyichabren lo b'derech. Shem hayu shneyem min hagodel baretz mechubonim b'chibur kezeh. I have to go and attach it. It's not really simple what this means, but it has to be intertwined to the degree that if one becomes tummy, the other one becomes tummy as well. So you go and you take something which grows from the yam, which ordinarily would be tar, and you attach to it a chud and mashicha in a way where they're intertwined, then automatically it becomes tummy. Okay, it's a set of tools. Chazan Mishnah, Mishnah says, "Kol shabiyam tar chutz mekelav hayamayim mibnei shu borich laibosha." Divrei Rabbi Akiva, "Ha'isa kelav min hagodol bayam, v'chibur lohem min hagodol baretz, afi luchuf in mashicha davashu mekabel tumo tamei." All right, are we good? Clear as a bell?
Is that really clear? Why the horse fish?
What horse fish? Says dog fish. Dog. Says kelav. Well, what is there in Mitzias? There's such a creature? Yeah. What's it called?
Looks like a horse.
And it lives in the Yam?
Yeah.
And then it comes out to dry land? Amphibious. What's that? Is that amphibious? Both dry, both.
A frog would be amphibious.
What?
A frog would be amphibious.
Oh, so maybe it's like a frog. Maybe a frog is called part of the category. I don't know what kind of part of the category. They don't have a film of a picture. So the Rav said, when you try to trap it, when you attempt to attack it, it jumps out of the water into the dry land to run away. If you're in a fishing boat and you're trying to trap it, and it senses, so it'll leave the water. What about you? You're going to be stuck in the boat. You're not going to be able to chase after it on the dry land. It'll be able to outrun you. Okay, so Nachamol, Kol Shabayam Tar, Chutz Mikelav Hamayim Mnei Shubodech Leibosha Divrei Kiva, Ha'is Takelav Minagod Bayam, make a utensil which goes from the Sivcha Bolam Minagod Ba'aret, Afilucha Bechav Mashicha, Davashu Mekabel Tomei.
So we don't know really what the Metzias, what kind of fish this is nowadays. Is this such a fish? Is this Kelav Shabayam?
I'm sure there are people that will tell you what it is.
Yeah.
It's no picture, but I have no doubt there will be people out there.
Okay.
Who will tell you?
So.
Yidal, Yesh Bemeshneva Beyom Rishon Tumma. There are things that were created on Sunday that are Tamei Besheni Ein Lo Tumma. On Monday there's no Tumma, Beshlishi Yesh Lo Tumma, Vichamishi Ein Bohem Tumma, and Wednesday and Thursday Bohem Tumma Chutz Mikenafa Ois, the wing of a goat. Ubeitzas Naanis Hamitzupa. This sounds like something I'm not sure we're talking about. First day, this time, second, there's no tuma. Okay, let's see. Mishnah Yudal, Mishnah Yudal, Yesh 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 Mishnah Yudal, Bereshis Boreluk Yisashamayim V'Yisarets. The earth was created on the first day. The earth is something which is susceptible to tumah. If you make a utensil from cheres, if I make a kli from cheres, so the kli is mekabel tumah. Good? Hello?
If you make a kli of cheres, it's mekabel.
What is cheres? Cheres is a product of the
earth.
Earth. Is it mekabel tumah?
No.
No, it's not. If I have a kli cheres, not mekabel tumah?
It is. It's, only if I break it.
It becomes tar, but that's how it becomes tar, by breaking it, but it's a mekabel tumah.
Yes.
So is kli cheres mekabel tumah? Certainly. What is kli cheres? Kli cheres is a product of the
earth,
and it's mekabel tumah. So therefore, it's exactly what's in the Mishnah. The Mishnah here says, Yesh b'mishnah b'yom rishon. When was it created? What day of the week?
The first day,
okay, vayta. Now, b'sheni, next year, b'sheni, mekabel tumah. Shaboy never rikia. What did Hashem create on day two? Okay, so what was day two? Is the rukia of the heavens? If I make an object from the rukia, it's not the kabel tumna. What do you make from the rukia? What is an object you make from the what?
Water.
Water is the rukia, is the heaven, the clouds. You ever see a utensil made from water making ice? You make an ice sculpture. So you want to see an ice sculpture, make a cup out of ice. An ice sculpture utensil. It's not mekabel tumah because it's made from water. Okay, could be. So b'shem gadol shabbat nivra rukia ve'emayim b'tumah. Okay, shlishi yesh to what shlishi nivra ilanos trees chleit sanasim mehem mekabel tumah. Okay, day three was trees. Back to Rav. The luminaries, the chamishi, oifos v'dagim, birds and fish, were created on day five. Okay, oifos v'dagim b'mos b'chem kelim b'chem tumah. Okay. The wing of an oiz, knafcho oznia, the ostrich, the oznia, I believe is the ostrich. Okay, the Ozniya. The Rabbanan Gazu Tumma Bekelim Hanasim Yemena. The Ozniya Lechlufe Beshar Kelim. Because the knaf of the Ozniya somehow resembles Shaar Kelim. I have no idea how. And that's what it says. The knaf of the Ozniya looks like other types of things which are the very good. Over here, the Taisvis Yomtev says they're very large and they look like. They make kelim fine. Chutz miknaf ha'oiz oiz is short for the oznia. Ubeitzas ni'imas hamitzuba. What's that? The egg. Let's see. We hear the rav. Ubeitzah hananis hamitzubas hayano. The targumina na'anisa. Okay, the bas hayano. I don't know what this is. A certain type of bird. I'm not even sure we know what they are. There's certain types of birds. If you make your utensil made out of the baits of the egg of Hanamis, Hamitsuba, Basayano, Mithagimino, Naamisa, Brabonon, Gazru, Tumo, Bebeitsa, Keshi, Mitsuba, Trabonon, Goizer, Tumo, Trabonon, Goizer, Tumo, Brabonon, Gazru, Tumo, Bebeitsa, Keshi, Mitsuba, Kavan, since the Bulitsibu Nami, Nami, Oimedes. Without sipui, the belit sipui nami or medes, our b'shar beitz mafil b'mitzubah l'gazru came in the bein of mitzubah l'kayim klavos. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean exactly? It means one more time. It means the beitzah hanamis basayano mitagmino namisa. Rabbanu gazru tuma bebeitza. So kishimitzupa. What does mean kishimitzupa? Over here in the Taisus Yontif, it says mashal l'shon the mitzupa loykoi akonof. And the Rav Kos said the mashal b'tosef dekoi nami akonof. Okay, mitzupa is on the egg. The egg that's covered came when the beloit sipoi nami oimedes. Ubeitzas hananis hamitzupa. If you, it's glazed, it's covered, the Rabbanu Mugazru Tuma Bebeitza, so Kishim Mitzupa, Kevon, the Blutzibu Nami Amedis. Abashabetz, my field Mitzubin, the Legazru Kevon, the Ain Mitzupa, Lekaima Klal. Okay, so I don't know exactly what it's saying, but it's like if you have an egg, and the egg has been glazed. It's Mitzupa. You take the shell of an egg, of the Basayana, it's hard. It's very good material to use for a utensil. Exotic porcelain, some type of exotic type of material. But it's not sufficient just to take it. You have to also cover it. You have to smear it with some type of coating. Either it's going to be glass, tit, whatever it is. And then it's mekabel tuma. You appear to be very tired.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I'm so tired. I'm taking some kind of medicine that's making me tired.
Why? We're taking medicine.
Go ahead. So what's the namis?
It's a creature. It's a bird. It's a creature. It lays eggs. Right. And the eggs, the shell of the egg is very good material to make utensils. Yeah. But if you just make it out of it's not mekabotom, it has to be made, you have to glaze it. It has to be mitzupa, it has to be covered. It has to be covered with material in order that it should be mekabel tuma. So in beitzas namis ha-mitzupa, it has to be covered with material. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, manishtana ulach ha-gada. Manishtana knaf ha-oiz mikol ha-knafim. See that? Why is the knaf ha-oiz different than all the knafim? Shenivra v'chol shenivra b'yom ha-shishi. Wait. The answer is Shaniva the Yom Shishi Tamei, because it was created on the Yom Shishi. Let's see what the Rav says. The Rav says, "Call Shaniva Yom Shishi." Oh, he doesn't understand the statement. Period. That's the kudo. He leaves. No. He loses the kasha. He doesn't give an answer. Just a rhetorical question. He's coming to disagree. Amar Yochanan Nuri, Manishtana Knaf Oiz Mikol HaKnafim. Period. He does not give an answer to this question. He just makes a statement, a question that doesn't make sense to him. Why should the Knaf HaOzniya be different? He does not give an answer. Are we sitting in your seat?
No.
Just ask a rhetorical question. My manishtana knaf ha'oiz mikol ha'knafai. He comes to disagree. Does not understand why it should be different. Period. Then the Gemara Mishnah concludes with a statement: V'chol shniva b'yom ha'shishi tamei. Anything that was created yom shishi, what was really good? What does the Rav say? The Rav says: Chol shniva b'yom ha'shishi tamei. Chayos behemos u'shrotzim, wild animals behemos shrotzim ve'adam, and the human beings. So I'm also killing the atzmosayim, ayme or seim with kabbalah. If you make a utensil from the bones or the skin of human beings, Rachman al-Sun, in the Holocaust, there are stories like this, where things were made from human flesh. So the law is, it's mekabel tuma. Okay, so that's clear, it's chaz the Mishnah, easy Mishnah. Mishnah Yudal, Yesh, Bema, Shenivra, there are things that were created, Yom Rishon, that are Yom Rishon tuma. For example, what was Yom Rishon? Is the earth, the Oretz. Any utensil that is a product of the earth, earthenware is tummy. Basheni ain baituma. The sheni is what? Is the rakia. It's not shaykh to create anything from the rakia. Menela, there's no tuma beyom sheni. Bashlishi yesh baituma. Yom shlishi was. What was shlishi? The trees. Clay eights. Trees, okay? Anything that comes, wood. That's what the Rav says. Shlishi is clay eights. But Revi v'chamishi ain b'am tuma. Revi v'chamishi is the Oiros. Okay, the sun, the moon. Chamishi, fish, and birds. There is no tuma. Revi v'chamishi. Chutz, one exception. Knaf ha'oiz. Oiz is short for the Ozniyah. okay, whatever that is, a very large bird, extremely large, and from its wings they would make kalim. And those kalim are makabel tumah midrabbanan, because people do not know how to differentiate between the kanaf oiz and other types of kalim. What else? Ubeitzas nanis hametsupa, the egg of this bas hayana, another unique creature. So even though it's a bird, and a bird is not makabel tumah, however, this is unique. It's very hard. It's very ideal. People for kalim, yeah. And Chazal will goizer mid rabbanon. If you take the eggshell of this basayana and you make it into a utensil, it's makabel tumah, provided that it's covered, it's glazed, or it's smeared with some type of treatment. That's according to Tanakhama. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, I disagree. Manish tano kanaf ois mikol hakanafayim.
That's great.
Why should it be different? Therefore, I disagree. And last but not least, the chol shniva b'yom hashishi tamei. Yom hashishi tamei. Why?
Adam,
and what else? More than Adam.
Behemos.
Shrotzim.
Chayes,
behemos, shrotzim, v'adam. I wonder why Adam is connected to those other creatures. Okay, so we have Adam. Anything that's made from Adam is mekabel tumah. Okay. Fine, what about Shabbos? Shabbos, Menucha. Menucha is a Bria. Hashem was Bria Menucha. So there's no Tumah. So why? Adam, you can say that if a person is too much instead of Menucha, you can do all the worst sins. Right? Too much Menucha is no good. Adam, Amol, Yulat. Menucha leads to Tumah.
Shabbos.
Doesn't say that. The Mishnah is silent.
Okay.
The Mishnah. Isaac lekibul mikol makayim. Isaac lekibul mikol makayim tamei. So what does that mean? Isaac lekibul mikol makayim. Let's over here the Rav. Ve'afil le'aso roy lekabul ella mashu. You make a lekibul mikol makayim means what? Even the smallest amount. If you make a utensil that only can hold a teeny, teeny mashu, okay, you're in a laboratory. Teeny, teeny mashu. So what's the law? Ha'isa klei kibul mikomokam tamei. Ha'isa mishka moshu mikomokam and mishka moshu a chair or a bed that can hold the smallest person. Mikomokam tamei. Let's see with the Rav. Mishka moshu mikomokam li yeshiva mu'etes. Receptacle. But the receptacle was so small. What does it mean, Mikomaka? Mikomaka means that it only can accept, it only holds a small, teeny amount.
Okay.
It means a chair or a bed. The yeshiva mu'etes, kagoyin shahoya nishan oinit labai. A person was relaxing or nitla was suspended upon it. It means a bed is only meant to recline on for a few moments. Whatever that, and doesn't really explain. This means that it's a very small. It's a bed or a chair. This minimal type of mishko meishav is makabel tumah. Next, it's a kiss, me'or hamatzah. Another reference to Pesach. Now, what's me'amatzah? The loy moliach loy kemiach loy ofetz. Matzah means raw. It's like matzah. Matzah is raw bread.
Not break.
There's no salt. There's no pepper. There's no ingredients. Matzah is a term we use in the Mishnah Gemara to mean raw. So here it means leather that has not been salted, has not been floured, and it's not been gallnuts, offits, the different ingredients you put on leather to begin the processing, the tanning process. The tanning process includes at least three ingredients. Okay? You have a tan hides?
No.
You're only in your basement, you don't have a tannery in your basement? Wow, I'll take it some, give you some, we'll go we'll find
what are some. Ingredients?
Some behemoths.
What are the three? What are the three?
Some behemoths.
What are the three ingredients?
The three ingredients are salt, flour, and gallnuts. So here we have over here offits, the special, I don't know what it is. It's an art scroll word. some type of ingredient they use, they added to leather in order to begin the tanning process. So what happens if you have over here a kiss, a wallet that was made from leather that was never really processed. You cheated. You were in a rush. You want a nice leather wallet, a piece of leather, so you right away, you let the leather dry, you make it into a wallet, but you didn't properly treat it with the standard ingredients. Min hanayar, paper, papyrus. Ha'asui me'asavim. Okay, that's not real paper. It's made from, what was it called? Papyrus? How do you pronounce it? Papyrus? I don't remember.
Papaya?
No, not papaya. A certain type of paper, the ancient paper. They have all these magazines. They show you these scrolls that were written on this type of paper. It's made from grasses. That's the niyar of the Mishnah Tamei. All of these things are Tamei. Okay, harimoy. Next, harimoy ho aloin ho egois she chakokum hatinoy egois lamud buchemes seofar. Okay, next case. We have a pomegranate or an aloin. Aloin is some type of a vegetable, okay? An aloin or fruit, I don't know what it is. I don't know what aloin is. Some type of fruit or vegetable. Ego is a nut. Shesh shachakum atinekos. The children pulverized it. Lamud bohem to measure esay afar. So what does that mean over here in the Rav? The Rav says, no, there is no Rav on this. Okay, it was pulverized to measure the earth. Or you made it for kaf moznayim tamei sheyesh la ma'aseh ve'ein la machshava. Okay, let's see the Rav. Sheyesh la ma'aseh kevan shechakum. Since you took these things, you made it into dust. Ve'ein la machshava im chashu lomud b'chem afar kamos shehein chakukim. Me'aleim v'lo yosav ha'malacha ein machshavasa m'viyasal de'tumah. Okay, I don't know what this means. I'm getting nervous here because it's out of time, so we'll stop over here. Okay, we'll chaz this part again tomorrow.